Great music, local news, it's the Bay. We're at the Holker Garden Festival, and my name's Nick Majeriston, and I'm sat here at the moment with Ingrid Grayling, and she is a dog trainer. She does dog training and active holidays for dogs. And Ingrid, first of all, the weather's amazing, and you're dealing with dogs. How do you keep a dog fresh in weather like this?
I think a bowl of water is probably the answer for that one. They've all the dogs I've met this morning have come onto the stand, and they've all emptied, I think, about three bowls of water at a time.
So what is a properly trained dog?
A properly trained dog is a dog that knows who its pack leader is a very secure and happy dog who's allowed to have freedom, but is also under control.
You know, you're reminding me of Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer. Are you aware of his work?
I have heard of Cesar Millan. Unfortunately, I've never really had the time to read his books, and I haven't actually seen him on television, but I believe that I do train in the same way as he does.
Oh, interesting. So when it comes to training a badly behaved dog, a lot of people often say there's no such thing as bad dogs, there's only bad owners. But when it comes to training a badly behaved dog, what is it that you should first be looking at?
Well, it is true. It is usually the owner that is misinformed or isn't aware of how a dog actually functions and works. A lot of people are not aware of the psychology of a dog. Once you understand where a dog's coming from, then it's incredibly easy to train them. But I tend to train the owner rather than the dog. I do residential training where I have a dog in for a month, but normally I will train the owner to train their dog. And that's really through pack leadership, boundaries, as well as the physical work that we do.
And what's the, I mean, how bad is it, can it get with a dog? I mean, what's the best recovery you've had of a badly behaved dog, do you think? Can you really turn them round in a short period of time, or is it going to take years and more? I mean, how does it work?
Usually, I do an assessment with the owner. As I say, it's normally the owner that it doesn't quite understand. I take the dog for myself, and I usually work with it for 5 to 10 minutes. I don't know how I do it, but I have an empathy with the dog, and I can turn it around within 10 minutes. And then, much to the owner's amazement, then I have to train the owner.
Okay, Ingrid Grayling, thanks for joining us. We're at the Holker Garden Festival 21st anniversary.